Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, 11th of November. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. We'll start with news about Volvo. The trucking bit of Volvo delivering their electric trucks with fossil-free steel. We talk about this very rarely, but any vehicle you make, EV or not, is probably made out of steel. And that uses fossil fuels in the production, in steel production. Now, there's obviously the recycling element which comes into play, but what about making new steel rather than from recycled materials? The Swedish manufacturer SSAB making it using fossil-free electricity and renewables, which make hydrogen, and using that to generate the heat needed in order to make fossil-free steel. It's making the truck's frame rail, the backbone of the truck upon which everything else is bolted on, which is great, great news for decarbonising the entire chain of what goes into an EV. Kia says goodbye to their best combustion car. The quickest one they could possibly make was the Stinger, but it's frankly outshone by the Kia EV6 GT, so they're getting rid of the Stinger and saying, well, hey, our new top model is going to be electric, and I'm not surprised. The Fisker Ocean has been driven by Motor Trend, and they really like driving it. They say it is obviously a prototype that's gone through many tens of thousands of miles of testing, so it's a bit rough around the edges. It's not a customer car, but Motor Trend were impressed. Henrik Fisker says the first cars will come without a full software suite, so automatic lane change, lane keep assist, blind spot monitoring, cruise control even. Wow, that's a biggie. That's quite simple. Cars have had cruise control for a bazillion years. None of those coming with Fisker's Ocean SUV at the beginning. They will come in time with software updates. Lucid's done something similar, let's face it, with their advanced driver assist system. More importantly, the vehicle looks good, made by Magna. When I say looks good, as in engineered well. Two sizes of batteries, the small one LFP chemistry, the bigger one NCM from CATL, and decent charge times, decent performance. But hey, the Fisker Ocean, the thing is, it starts at $37,000. Woof! Holy bazookas, that's good value for that car. That's up against, let's face it, a Mach-E, a Model Y, and an Ioniq 5. Tesla's Giga Shanghai run rate per year is over a million vehicles. Now, this is a little bit of dodgy napkin math I'm doing here, but in October, they made 87,706 vehicles, threes and Ys. If they made as many vehicles as they can make throughout the year, and obviously there's things like shutdowns, Chinese holidays, retooling, but that would put Shanghai over 1.05 million vehicles potential, and they might expand it more per year. That's amazing. Well done, Tesla. That's an incredible, just 2 years after building that factory, a million vehicles a year coming out of it. Hopefully it brings down some of those wait times around the world that get their vehicles from China, like Australia, etc. Now, they shipped over 550,000 vehicles in the first 10 months, but that's very much a historical number because the factory is vastly upgraded since. BMW have been talking to Car Magazine about their new class platform from the middle of the decade. It's going to have an 800-volt architecture. The batteries go to cylindrical cells. They say 20% lighter, 50% less costly to produce those batteries, adding
375 miles of range in a 30-minute charge session, and using what they call pack-to-open-body technology in terms of how the batteries are assembled. Tesla could be allowing salvaged vehicles back on the supercharging network. The Electric website obtaining internal documents that say there's going to be a new process that a Tesla vehicle that is maybe written off by an insurance company, or salvaged, I guess is the other word you could use, but repaired. Absolutely fine. Let's not put it in landfill. Recycle it, rather. But can be driven. It's just it wasn't economical for the insurance company to fix. That can now get access to the supercharging network, which previously it wasn't, and probably for good reasons, because you want to have a look at the vehicle and make sure the repairs were all done and up to spec. And a great long read about how BYD overtook Tesla in the battle to be the world's number one EV maker. I'll pop that link in the show notes, and that's Briefly.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.